are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today, we're going to jumpstart how to enjoy yourself during the holidays. How to enjoy yourself during the holidays. Now, this is going to be a challenging time for a lot of people. I seem to see a couple of different camps here. You've got people who are like, no way, I am not going to be around anyone. And then you've got people who are like, hey, you know, I'm so pent up and I've missed seeing these people and I really, really want to be with them. I want to encourage you to adopt the stance that I am taking this year, and that is that I won't be there this year so I can be there next year. Every invitation I'm getting, I'm like, I won't be there this year, so I can be there next year. We've got to remember, this is a very serious virus. And the thing is, we are sick of hearing about it. We are numb. We have reached it through hedonic adaptation. When it first came out, it was all everybody wanted to talk about. Now we've got corona fatigue. And we need to remember that the infection rate, the death toll, it's not doing this. It looks like a hockey stick. It is going straight up. So I want all of you around next year. So one thing you might consider is adopting this premise of, I'm not going to be there this year, so I can be there next year. A couple of other things I want to suggest to you. I found out the other day, I don't know how many of you use Zoom. I would imagine that is everybody because Zoom has become a way of life for us. On Thanksgiving Day, Zoom is going to do away with their 45-minute maximum on their free plan just for Thanksgiving. So here's what I'm going to suggest, and I want to tell you a quick story. About 3 months ago, when we were all really starting to feel fatigued and stressed by the virus, my daughter expressed an interest that she, well, how do I put this? She wanted to leave. She didn't want to work anymore. She didn't want to work for me. She didn't want to work what we were doing, et cetera, et cetera. And I finally realized that she felt so terribly isolated now, because even though we both work at home, we have had the opportunities to go out and eat lunch with other people or go do things or go to the gym, just some way of getting our social needs met. And she just was very, very stressed. So here's what I did. I bought two of the Amazon Echo devices. It's probably going to respond because I said that. Anyway, they're these little 8-inch TV screens, basically, that connect through your Echo. And so I gave her one and I bought me one. We put them both on our desks. And then when she gets in during the day, she now says, I'm in. She sends me a text. And at that time, I Amazon Echo her. I just say, call her name, and it does. And if she accepts, it's got a video camera, and I can see her, and she can see me. And we sit there, and we talk. First thing we do is just have coffee together for about 10 or 15 minutes. We just take it easy and connect with each other. Then we'll talk about business and things we want to do. And then I'll say, well, I got to get to work. She says, me too. But we don't turn off the Echoes. We continue to work together. So we are literally working together during the day. You can do the same thing on Thanksgiving. Why not set up your FaceTime or anything like that, or use Zoom and invite people that you can't be with to have a Zoom Thanksgiving? Just get them to say, and it's literally like being there because you've got a camera on your computer or your phone or whatever. I'm here to tell you, it has changed my life having this opportunity to be able to work with my daughter during the day. We feel so much closer. We feel like we accomplish so much more, and we're also not nearly as stressed. And it's so easy to literally turn and say, hey, what do you think? So consider that as well for Thanksgiving. Consider literally, if you can't be there, be there. And don't poo-poo this because it seems like it's a hassle. It's really very easy. You can ask a teenager to show you how. The thing I want to keep our mind on is that Thanksgiving and the holidays are about being grateful. Unfortunately, the pandemic has given us the main thing that causes complaining, and that is a lot of stuff to miss. All complaining is about what is wrong and what we are missing. And the pandemic has given us a lot of those things to focus on. So what we need to focus on is what is present. We need to be present, give thanks to what is present rather than what is missing, and do the very best we can, even when we're far apart. I encourage you to consider adding new rituals as well into your holidays this year. This is actually probably a good time not to lament the rituals you didn't have, you can't do, but to create new ones. As I say, try Zoom calls or try just merge calls. Yesterday, my brothers and I got on a merged phone call using my iPhone, and we talked for about an hour and just laughed the entire time. We felt really connected. One of the main things that's going to allow you to feel connected and enjoy the holidays is a commitment on your part to stay connected and enjoy the holidays. Like I say, it's so easy to look at what's going to happen over the next 5 to 6 weeks and say, oh, there's so many missing, so much stuff missing. There's so many things I can't do. I wish I could do. Start looking for what you can do, ways that you can improve rather than sit around disproving of what's going on. One of the rituals that I've had for years with my daughter, and this was one of the first years that we didn't do it, was we've always carved a pumpkin together. Always. And this year, of course, I'm not going to Kansas City. She's not going to Florida. And so we didn't carve a pumpkin together. Was I stuck? Was I, sitting around lamenting it? I did at first. And then I was out walking Teddy and I saw these little runt pumpkins. They're about this big. And I collected about 8 of them, took them back, painted them orange, and then took a black pen and made little pumpkins out of coconut, baby coconuts, and sent them to Leah. Was it the same? Not exactly. We probably could have carved pumpkins together on Zoom, but it was certainly a way of keeping a ritual in it. So it's easy and understandable to lament what is missing this year. But the only way to enjoy the holidays is to give thanks for what is present rather than sitting around lamenting what is missing. Like I mentioned at the very beginning of today's Jumpstart, I am going to be tightening these up a bit. Instead of going 20 minutes, my goal is to get them down to 15 or less and closer to 10, because I think what we need is just a little inspiration. So here's yours for the day. My question is, what are you going to do with it? Make the most of today. Enjoy today, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying.